When can a claim be filed? This is a question. A claim can be filed under the ECGC policy when, number one, exporter fails to receive the payment from the overseas buyer within the stipulated credit period. When there is a payment default, insolvency of the buyer, or occurrence of the political risk, the insured party, that is exporter or the bank, has exhausted reasonable efforts to recover the dues, and waiting period as defined in the policy has passed. Typically it is 4 months for the commercial risk. Next question is general step for the claim procedure. First one, declaration of the default. Exporter must declare the default has occurred. The default should be reported within 30 days of becoming aware of the issue. Becoming aware of the issue, within 30 days, default has to be declared. Then, next step is filing the claim. The claim application should file in the prescribed form provided by ECGC. And this claim should be filed within the timeline specified in the policy, usually within 4 months from the due date of the payment. Now, submission of the request. Next step is submission of a request, required a document. The list of the document required to be submitted is as under. One is the copy of insurance policy and relevance endorsement, commercial invoice, shipping document, that is bill of lading or railway bill, then copies of all these, then bank realization certificate. If partial payment is made, then only this is applicable, otherwise no. Then proof of follow-up correspondence. All the copies of follow-up correspondence has to be submitted. Then evidence of legal proceedings. Then buyer's declaration of insolvency, if applicable. Claim form duly filled in and signed. Any other document as specified by the ECGC depending upon the policy and situation. Next one is the investigation and scrutiny. ECGC reviews the claim, verifies the document, and may contact the bank or agent for further information. Site visits on the buyer country verification may be conducted in complex or high value claims. And finally, the claim settlement. Upon satisfaction, ECGC settles the claim by reimbursing the insured party up to the percentage of the cover, for example, 90% of the losses. And payment is made through the electronic transfer to the bank account of the exporter or lending bank. The entire process is tabulated here, pictorial diagram. This diagrammatic understanding, you can very well look into this. First step is declaration default, second is filing claim, third is the submission of required document, fourth one is the investigation and scrutiny by ECGC, and finally the settlement of the claim. This is the process flow of settlement of claim happens in ECGC. Timeline for claim settlement. 30 to 60 days of receiving the complete set of the document, the claim will be settled by ECGC. Delay may occur in case of missing certain document, dispute or policy violation. Recovery and refund mechanism consist of all recoveries from the defaulting buyers are to be shared between ECGC and the exporter bank in proportion to their loss bearing. If the exporter receives the payment after the claim is settled, ECGC share must be refunded accordingly. Conditions for rejection or delay of claim. Why the claim is getting rejected by ECGC and why there is a delay of claim. The claim may be rejected or delayed because of, number one, non-disclosure of material fact, violation of policy terms, fraudulent documentation or over-invoicing, late reporting or failure to file within the policy timeline, and lack of proof of genuine follow-up for collection efforts. After the claim is rejected, there is a chance of again appeal and dispute resolution. If a claim is rejected by ECGC, exporter or bank may file a written appeal with the additional justification and supporting documents and approach to ECGC's internal grievances redressal mechanism, and as a last resort, initiate the legal course or arbitration as per the policy terms. Best practices for the exporters and the banks consist of: ensure all the documents are accurate and genuine, declare the shipment regularly and pay the premium promptly, maintain proper trail of buyer or communication and reminders, and notify ECGC of any adverse information or warning sign related to buyer. Now, the impact of ECGC on trade finance in India. ECGC, as it is a government-owned enterprise, its product serves to enhance the confidence of both exporter and lending institutions. Impact on the trade finance in India is significant, especially in mitigating the risk, improving the credit access, and promoting the exports in emerging and risky market. Number one is enhancing credit flow to exporter. ECGC supports the smooth flow of pre-shipment and post-shipment credit by providing risk coverage to the bank through the product like packing credit guarantee and export credit guarantee. It also makes the banks more willing to lend to the SME and new exporters who typically face the difficulties. ECGC helping banks to reduce the provisioning for insured export accounts, thereby freeing the capital for further lending. Ultimately, it is increased access to the export finance at competitive rate. Mitigation of commercial and political risk. Commercial risk is mitigated by issuing the buyer's commercial risk happens due to buyer's insolvency, default or protracted payment delays, political risk due to war, import restriction, payment remittance issue, and government intervention in importing country. This allows the Indian exporters to confidently enter into non-traditional and high-risk market, which helps to diversify India's export basket. Promotion of export to Africa, Latin America, and frontier markets. Supporting exporters during the global disruption. During the global crisis, such as COVID-19 pandemic, Russia-Ukraine conflict, or financial sanction, ECGC provided enhanced cover, then extended the policy duration and special support schemes, risk reclassification of reflect changing geopolitical realities, ultimately resulting into sustained exporter confidence and continuity of trade relationship during the uncertainty time. ECGC also facilitating the project export and long-term finance. By offering this guarantee to the banks under buyer's credit guarantee, line of credit guarantee or bank guarantee covers, ECGC enables the Indian engineering, procurement and construction firms and exporters of the capital goods to participating long gestation and high value export projects, especially in infrastructure and energy sectors. this will definitely strengthen the India's role in global infrastructure project. ECLC also strengthening the India's export competitiveness. India's competitiveness by offering the competitive credit terms to foreign buyers. Enter the contract that requires the performance guarantee backed by the ECGC support to the banks. This ultimately enables them to compete globally against the exporters from countries with a strong ECA support like China, UK and Germany. Therefore, this is improved win rates in international tenders and trade contract. ECGC is promoting MSME participation in exports. ECGC plays this role by simplifying the standard policy for small exporters. It tailors the product for merchant export and job workers. Special focus will be on the first-time exporters and the low-volume contracts, which result into democratization of the trade finance and wider export base. Institutional confidence and the compliance support. ECGC cover is recognized by the bank, multilateral institution and RBI, ensuring the credibility. This is aligned with the international norms like UCP 600, URC 522 and OECD consent. It also aids the regulatory compliance for banks under the RBI's prudential guidelines on provisioning and NPA classification. This will be a robust formal trade finance infrastructure with regulatory support. Comparison of ECGC with other export credit agencies. This is only for the academic purpose. Comparing this ECGC with the global ECA helps to understand India's relative positioning in trade promotion and financial risk mitigation. Comparative ownership, comparative overview. Country, the name of the export credit agency, and then ownership control and primary functions, which is given here. As far as India is concerned, it is ECGC, owned by the Government of India, and primary function is the export credit insurance and the guarantees. In USA, Exim Bank US is the agency, ownership with the federal government, and primary function is loan guarantee export and the credit insurance. In UK, UK Export Finance, UKEF, is the agency which is owned by the Department of the Business, and its primary function is to direct lending, insurance and the guarantees. China, Sinosure is the name of the agency. It is state-owned enterprises and export credit insurance, and the trade facilitation is the primary function of China, of this agency. In Germany, Euler Hermanns, or it is called as Allianz, is the name of the agency, and the ownership control is lying with public or private partnership, which functions as risk to provide risk cover, insurance, export and investment support. In Japan, NEXI, that is Nippon Export and Investment Insurance, is the agency who has the ownership with the government of Japan and provides the functions like export and overseas investment insurance. Structure and the governance. The aspect is governance, decision making and functioning. The structure, the ECGC Limited and Exim US, UKEF and NEXI Singapore, others one. So governance is wholly owned by the Government of India, administered by Ministry of Commerce and Industries, and Exim Bank, Exim US, UKF, Nexia, Sinosure, this varies because federal department based independent entities. Decision making is a public sector broad led, and the others in other countries often autonomous, faster risk underwriting. Funding source for ECGC, it is the government and the premium income, as well as for others in other countries, government funding, capital market, and reinsurance. Range of the product and services consist of the short-term insurance by the ECGC. In global ECAs, yes. Medium and long-term cover is limited by ECGC. However, extensive, it is including of 10 to 15 years of project. Bias credit support is limited and through the Exim Bank only given under by ECGC. Whereas in global ECAs, widely available, and the Exim US or UKEF, it is given by them. So direct lending is permitted or not permitted in ECGC, not directly offered direct lending. However, in global trade, it provided by the Exim US and UKEF and Sinosure, etc. Investment insurance. There is a limited scope for the ECGC India, and it is a common to global ECAs. Reassurance, reinsurance facilities is a minimal, whereas in global ECAs, it is widely used and globally diversified portfolio. Operation scale and the global reach of these agencies, you can see global offices limited to India for ECGC and global ECAs, many of them have international branches. Credit exposure size is very low for ECGC and global ECAs, the high credit limit, multi-billion dollar exposures they are undertaking. Sector coverage is broad but generic for ECGC and strategic. Energy, aviation, infrastructure, etc. These are the sectors covered by the global ECAs. Support for large projects, as far as ECGC is concerned, it is limited opportunity through the banks because they go through the banks. There is no direct lending. And this global ECA, direct project finance, they can do with the syndicated guarantees. Technology and process innovation front, the ECGC is improving post-COVID as far as digital platform is concerned. Leading global ECAs, they are already fully digitalized, the real-time policy management. Risk analytics is a traditional model for ECGC. And leading global ECAs, it is advanced AI-based underwriting, Euler, Helms, Sinosure, etc. Turnaround time is a moderate for ECGC and a shorter TAT, fast-track approval for key sectors in other leading global ECAs. Policy support and flexibility. Exporter size, MSME focused as far as ECGC is concerned. Country risk and approach is concerned, ECGC is conservative in high risk and customized product is a limited tailoring. Whereas in other end, global ECAs, you can see that exporter size support is a mix of SME and large corporate. Country risk for the global ECA is some ECAs offer higher risk cover for strategic reason. And for the customized product, it is global ECAs are flexible sector-specific product design. International partnership. In the areas of OECD, the arrangement on ECA, as far as ECGC is concerned, is a member via government, whereas the other ECAs are actively participating. And as far as collaboration with the multilateral is concerned, the selective for ECGC, Exim Bank in India, through Exim Bank in India, whereas in other ECA, extensive partnership, World Bank and others, right? So strength and opportunities for the ECGC. Strength of the ECGC, strong government backing and established market trust, critical support for MSME and SME-focused export segment. Responsive policy revision during the global crisis, for example, COVID-19 and Ukraine conflict. Areas of improvement. Expands product portfolio to include the investment insurance, medium long-term financing, and direct lending. Strengthen the technology platform for faster underwriting and claims. Open global offices or representative presence in key export destination. Increase reinsurance participation for risk diversification. Strategic opportunity for ECGC can evolve into a global standard. Export credit agency by learning from its peers, aligning with the India's increasing global trade ambitions and partnering with the India's financial ecosystem to offer integrated and agile trade finance solution. Government scheme and ECGC scores. You can very well go through this slide because it is very difficult to read out and make it. But only thing is that in brief, I will explain in this manner that there are three columns in this table for the government scheme. On first column, there are various schemes. Various schemes are mentioned, and the objective of the scheme is also mentioned there. Thereafter, under the objective, what will be the ECGC's role is played, that is mentioned here very clearly and meticulously in short for better understanding. Now, risk not covered by ECGC. All the risk is not covered by ECGC. While ECGC provides the comprehensive risk coverage for exporters and the banks, certain risks remain outside the scope of ECGC protection. These exclusions are clearly outlined in the policy document, exclusions, which is covered, which is not covered, and are essential for the exporters to understand in order to mitigate them through the other means. Let us understand these risks. Commercial risk which is not covered. Commercial risk which is not covered. Okay. These commercial risks, which commercial risks are not covered? Dispute with buyer. ECGC does not cover the losses arising from the quality dispute, breach of the contract, dissatisfaction with the goods and services, even if the payment is withheld. ECGC will not cover this kind of risk. Second is the failure of exporter to fulfill the contract. If the exporter fails to ship the goods on time and delivers the defective goods or violates the terms of the export contract, resulting the losses are not covered. Then non-submission of the shipping documents. If the documents are not submitted properly or on time, leading to the non-payment, ECGC will not honor the claim. Payment delay without valid cause. ECGC may not cover the payment delay if they are not due to the buyer's insolvency or political risk or other accepted causes. Political risk which is not covered. Earlier we have seen commercial risk. Now political risk which is not covered. Some government related political events that may fall outside the ECGC's coverage. Number one, inherent country risk already known. If ECDC has classified the country as a high risk or suspended the cover for that country before the export was executed, the losses due to the political development there may not be covered. Next one is a delay in transfer of funds due to the buyer's action. Buyer's action. If the buyer delays or misroutes the payment due to their own issue, even in countries facing the foreign exchange shortages, it may not be covered. Then illegal transactions or sanction violation. If the exporter or buyer violates the international trade sanction, embargoes, or engages in unauthorized dealing, ECGC will not cover the resultant losses. Next one is the institutional and legal exclusions. What is excluded? Certain exclusion are built into ECGC's legal framework and policy contracts, which consist of losses recoverable under other insurance. If the loss is already covered under the marine, fire or cargo, marine insurance, fire insurance or cargo insurance, ECGC will not duplicate the coverage. Then, losses due to act of fraud or misrepresentation. Any claim arising due to deliberate fraud, misstatement or concealment of the facts by the exporter, that will be rejected and that will be not covered under the policy. Next one is a failure to comply with the policy conditions. Exporter must strictly follow the documentation requirement, policy notification, premium payment and claim procedures. Non-compliance violates the coverage. Others, force majeure unless specifically covered, natural disaster, pandemics, strikes or warlike situation are not covered unless the ECGC explicitly includes them under the specific risk. Devaluation or exchange rate fluctuation. ECGC does not compensate for currency losses due to the exchange rate volatility. Exporter must hedge or use the forward contract for this purpose. Understanding what ECGC does not cover is an important, as knowing what it does not cover, exporter must maintain a high standard of contract compliance, secure supplementary insurance. It may consist of marine insurance or cargo insurance. Build a legal safeguard in contract, that is force majeure or arbitration, and use currency hedging tools wherever it is required. Thank you very much for this chapter, where we have covered export credit agencies. We have a detailed discussion on ECGC front, and hope the exporters, importers, along with that, you understood the role of ECGC also in development of this policy, development of international trade of countries concerned. Thank you.